All right, welcome to this deep dive. And today we're diving deep into burrs on
Burrs.
injection molded products. So we're going to be talking all about how they form, how to prevent them, why they matter. And you actually sent me some really interesting technical documents about this that I have to admit I got kind of nerding out on.
Yeah, there's a lot to it. There's a whole hidden world, and it's way more complex than most people think.
So I think people probably have a general idea of what a burr is. I mean, I think of just like a rough edge on something, but I'm guessing there's more to it than that.
Absolutely. You get a phone case and there's a little rough edge. That's one thing. But you get a little burr inside a medical device or on a gear in your car.
That's a different story.
Then suddenly those minor imperfections become a big deal.
Okay, before we get too far, let's define our terms here. What exactly is a burr in like the technical sense? I mean, it's not just any like bump or imperfection on a plastic part, right?
Right. So you've got molten plastic injected into a mold, and it's supposed to flow nice and smooth and take on the shape of the cavity. A burr is any unwanted extra bit of material that forms outside that intended shape.
So it's almost like it overflows the mold in a way, I guess you could say.
Yeah, like if you picture a mold, like it's a super precise cake pan, and instead of having one pan, you have two halves that come together perfectly. If there's any misalignment or damage, you're going to end up with burrs.
So clearly the mold itself is a major factor here. But what kind of imperfections in a mold are we talking about? Are we talking like visible gaps, or can this be stuff you wouldn't even notice?
It could be microscopic. Yeah, like the parting surface, where the two halves of the mold meet, needs to be incredibly smooth. Any roughness or scratches or even tiny pits create an escape route for the plastic when it's under pressure.
So we're talking like precision engineering
Oh,
here.
yeah.
What about the assembly of the mold itself? I mean, does that contribute to burrs as well?
Oh, absolutely. Because if the components aren't aligned perfectly, you're going to have gaps no matter how smooth the surfaces are. Even a screw that's torqued a little bit too much can throw off the alignment and create a perfect spot for a burr.
That is wild. So, okay, we've got this like super precise mold that has to be put together perfectly. Now, what about the actual injection process? Because surely it's not just like squirting some plastic in there
Still,
and hoping for the best,
the
right?
process itself is just as critical as the mold design when it comes to preventing these burrs.
So let's say we've got this perfect mold. What could still go wrong during the injection process that would lead to burrs?
Well, one of the biggest culprits is injection pressure. If you think about it, you're forcing molten plastic into a confined space. If you push too hard, it's like squeezing a tube of toothpaste. You get overflow, and that's your burr.
So it's all about finding the right amount of pressure then.
Absolutely. And it's not just pressure, it's also the speed at which you inject. If you inject too quickly, it doesn't have time to flow smoothly and fill the mold evenly.
Interesting.
And then you get turbulence.
Ah.
And that turbulence can lead to burrs, particularly in intricate designs.
So it's like a balancing act between pressure and speed.
It is.
And I'm guessing if you go too far one way or the other,
You're going to have problems.
you're gonna have problems.
Yeah, like too much pressure. You can get flashing where the plastic oozes out between the mold halves. Too little pressure or speed. And you might end up with short shots where the mold doesn't fill completely. And then you have a deformed part.
So finding that sweet spot is really key.
It is.
Now, hold on, we haven't even talked about the plastic itself yet. Does the temperature of the plastic matter in all of this?
It absolutely does. Because the temperature affects the viscosity or how easily the plastic flows. So, imagine trying to mold with honey versus water.
Completely
The
different.
material behaves differently. So if it's too hot, it might be too runny and sneak into any tiny imperfections. If it's too cool, it might not fill the mold properly.
So it's all about finding the right temperature as well. This is getting really complex.
It is.
I mean, there's so many factors at play here, and we haven't even talked about like the different types of plastic yet.
We haven't even got to the plastic. It's a whole other kettle of fish.
So to me, plastic is plastic, but I'm guessing that's not really the case.
Not at all. Different plastics have very different properties, and that can really affect burr formation. It's not one size fits all at all.
So for example, what's a property that can make a plastic more prone to burrs?
Well, we just talked about fluidity. Some are more fluid than others. Take polyamide, for instance. It's incredibly fluid. So if you're working with that,
yeah,
you have to be extra cautious about your mold design,
okay,
and your parameters to avoid those bursts.
Interesting. So choosing the right plastic isn't just about like strength or color or whatever.
Right.
It's actually about how it's going to behave in the molding process.
Absolutely.
Okay. And it goes even deeper than that, right? I mean, what about impurities in the plastic?
Oh, yeah. Impurities.
Like, does that matter?
Yeah, like little specks of dust or anything like that can disrupt the flow and cause problems.
Huh.
And moisture.
Yeah.
That's a big one.
What happens with moisture?
Well, if your plastic isn't properly dried,
okay,
that moisture turns to steam during molding.
Oh.
And creates extra pressure, and that can push the plastic out into those unwanted bursts.
Oh, wow. So this is making me look at every plastic thing I own in a whole new light now.
I know. It's a whole new world.
So we've got the mold, the injection process, the plastic itself, anything else that can affect these bursts.
Maintenance.
Maintenance, of course.
Yeah.
So that's a big one.
You've got to keep even the best equipment in tip-top shape to prevent bursts.
So we're talking about more than just like fixing things when they break?
Oh, yeah. This is preventative.
Okay.
This is making sure everything stays aligned.
Yeah.
And is functioning smoothly, like making sure the mold halves are clamped together with enough force to prevent any leaks.
Right.
It's like making sure the lid's on your pressure cooker tight.
Right.
Otherwise, things are going to get messy.
Okay. And that applies to all the internal parts of the injection molding machine as well.
Absolutely.
So like worn out seals, misaligned components.
Anything that affects that delicate balance
yeah.
that we talked about can contribute to bursts.
Okay. So we've gone from the microscopic imperfections in the mold
right.
to like the clamping force.
Yep.
It seems like there's so much that goes into making a burr-free part.
It is. It's an intricate dance
yeah.
between design, the yeah. material, and the process.
What?
Everything needs to be in perfect harmony to get a high-quality product.
It really is fascinating to me how much goes into making these everyday plastic objects that we totally take for granted. It's
yeah.
like a whole world.
It is. And we're just scratching the surface.
Behind the scenes.
You are.
Yeah. It really is amazing. And we haven't even really gotten into like how to actually prevent them.
Right.
We've just talked about all the things that can go wrong.
Yeah. We've identified the problems.
Yeah.
But what can manufacturers actually do about them?
Right. So knowing the theory is one thing, but putting it into practice on like a factory floor.
Right.
That's a whole other challenge, I imagine.
It is. It's a whole other world out there. But let's start with the mold design.
Okay.
Remember how we talked about the importance of a smooth parting surface?
Yeah.
Well, manufacturers actually use specialized techniques to achieve that level of precision.
Okay.
Some even polish the surfaces to a mirror finish.
Wow. So it's like you're trying to make it so smooth that the plastic has nothing to grab onto.
Exactly.
Okay.
But it's not just about smoothness.
Uh-huh.
The geometry of the parting line itself matters, too.
Okay.
You know, you want to avoid sharp corners or abrupt changes in direction because those create stress points in the plastic.
Right.
Making burrs more likely.
So it's all about, like, creating a nice, gentle path for the plastic to flow.
Exactly. A flowing path.
What about the assembly of the mold itself? I mean, how do you make sure everything is lined up just right?
That requires some serious skill.
Yeah.
And sophisticated equipment.
I bet.
We're talking microscopic tolerances.
Wow.
Laser measurements.
Mm-hmm.
Technicians who are basically artists when it comes to precision assembly.
Wow.
They have to make sure every component is perfectly aligned.
Yeah.
Every screw tightened to the exact right torque.
So it's like building a high-performance engine.
It is.
Where every little thing matters.
Every little detail matters.
But I mean, isn't that incredibly time-consuming and expensive?
It's an investment.
Yeah.
For sure. But a well-assembled mold
yeah.
is going to produce higher quality parts.
Right.
It's going to require less maintenance down the line.
Okay.
So it saves you money in the long run.
So it's about preventing the burrs before they even happen.
Exactly. Prevention is key.
Okay. So let's say we've got our perfectly designed and assembled mold.
Okay.
What about those process parameters?
Yeah.
How do you find that sweet spot for injection pressure and speed?
Well, it's a complex calculation.
Yeah.
But thankfully, we have technology on our side.
Okay.
These days, they have sophisticated software that can actually model the entire injection molding process.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So you can simulate how the plastic will flow and behave under different conditions.
So it's like a virtual injection molding machine.
It is.
Where you can just like test out different parameters without actually wasting any material.
You got it.
That's really cool.
So they can tweak the pressure, the speed, the temperature, even the design of the part itself, all within the software. until they find the optimal settings for a burr-free product.
That's amazing.
It takes out a lot of the guesswork.
So I'm sensing a theme here. It's all about precision and control.
It is.
At every stage.
At every stage.
Now, what about the holding time and pressure?
Right.
Like after the mold is filled.
Yeah, that's a critical stage.
Okay.
Too much pressure or holding time.
Yeah.
And you're back to that toothpaste analogy.
Uh-huh.
You're basically forcing the plastic out.
Right.
Through any tiny gaps.
So how do you know how long to hold it?
It's a delicate balance. You need enough pressure to make sure it fills completely.
Right.
But not so much that it creates burrs.
It's like knowing when to let go of the air pump when you're filling up a tire or something.
Exactly.
Too much and you're going to explode it.
Too little and it's going to be flat.
Okay, so we've talked about mold design.
Right.
We've talked about the injection process.
Right.
Now let's go back to the material itself.
Okay.
You mentioned polyamide being superfluid. What other properties are there that manufacturers need to consider when they're choosing the right plastic?
Well, aside from fluidity, there's shrinkage. Okay. Some plastics shrink more than others as they cool.
Mm-hmm.
And that can lead to stress and warping.
Mm.
And you guessed it.
More burrs.
More burrs.
Okay.
Melt flow rate is another big one.
Okay.
That measures how easily the molten plastic flows.
Right.
If it's too viscous,
yeah,
it might not fill the mold completely.
Okay.
Too runny.
Yeah. And then we're back to burrs again?
Back to burrs.
Okay. So it really is like choosing the right type of dough.
It is.
For the bread you're trying to make.
Exactly.
They all behave differently.
They do.
Now, you mentioned impurities in the plastic.
Yeah.
What can manufacturers do about that?
Well, quality control is paramount.
Okay.
Reputable suppliers will go to great lengths to ensure their materials are clean and consistent.
Right.
And manufacturers can also implement their own incoming inspection procedures.
Okay.
To catch any contaminated batches.
So you're not just trusting your supplier.
Right.
You're verifying.
You're verifying.
What about moisture control?
Moisture control is huge.
Yeah, because we talked about how that can create steam and lead to burrs.
Exactly. You've got to dry the plastic properly.
Okay.
Before molding.
How do you do that?
Well, a lot of manufacturers use specialized drying equipment.
Okay.
That precisely controls the temperature and humidity to remove any trace of moisture.
Wow.
So it's all about creating the ideal conditions for a smooth, burr-free process.
So we've talked a lot about proactive measures.
Right.
But what about maintenance?
Maintenance is key.
Okay. What does a good preventative maintenance routine look like?
Well, think of it like taking care of your car.
Okay.
You don't want to wait till your engine seizes up to change the oil, right?
Right.
It's the same principle here.
Right.
Regular lubrication cleaning inspection.
Okay.
Replacing worn parts. It's all crucial.
And how often do you have to do all this?
Well, it depends how heavily the equipment's being used.
Right. So some things might be daily. Some things might be monthly.
Exactly. Some things might even be yearly.
Okay. So how do you keep track of all that?
Well, there's technology for that, too.
Of course.
A lot of manufacturers use what are called computerized maintenance management systems, or CMMS.
CMMS.
Yeah.
So is that like a digital assistant that reminds you when it's time to do maintenance?
That's exactly what it is.
Okay.
These systems can track maintenance schedules, generate work orders, even provide historical data on equipment performance.
That's really cool.
It really helps streamline the whole process and prevent those costly breakdowns.
So technology is really changing the game.
It really is.
But even with the best equipment and software,
yeah,
there's still one crucial element I think we haven't talked about.
Oh, what's that?
The human factor.
Ah, yes, the human factor.
Because, I mean, even with all the automation in the world,
right,
you still need skilled operators.
You absolutely do.
To make sure everything runs smoothly.
Experienced operators. Yeah. They bring a wealth of knowledge and intuition to the table.
Yeah.
They can spot problems before they occur.
Mm.
Make adjustments on the fly.
Right.
Troubleshoot issues.
So it's not just about the machines.
Well,
it's about the people who run them.
It's about the people.
So it's a combination of technical expertise and human judgment.
It is a delicate dance.
And that's why training is so important.
Absolutely. Training and development for operators is crucial.
Yeah.
It's about empowering them to make informed decisions and become true masters of the process.
It's a good reminder that even in our increasingly automated world,
yeah,
human skill and ingenuity still matter.
Absolutely, they do.
So we've covered a lot of ground here.
Yeah.
We've gone from the intricacies of mold design
right
to the importance of operator expertise.
Yep.
Now, I want to zoom out a bit
okay
and talk about why all of this matters to the average person.
Right.
Why should our listener care about these tiny burrs?
That's a great question.
Yeah, because they might seem insignificant, but I have a feeling their impact can be felt.
Okay.
In a lot of different areas.
In many ways.
So give me some examples. Like, what are some real-world scenarios where those seemingly minor imperfections can actually cause major problems?
All right, well, let's start with medical devices.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's easy to overlook something so small.
Right.
When we're talking about like mass production and stuff, but
it's easy to forget about them.
Yeah.
But they can have a big impact.
Okay.
Like, let's say you've got a catheter or a syringe
right.
with a burr on it.
Okay.
Suddenly something insignificant
becomes
a potential safety hazard.
Yeah, because I mean, that's going inside someone's body.
Exactly.
So we're not just talking about like a cosmetic issue here.
Yeah, not at all.
This is like a real risk.
This is a big deal.
To patient health.
Yeah. Even a tiny burr can irritate tissue.
Oh, wow.
Cause complications during a procedure or even create a pathway for infection.
That's scary.
Yeah, the consequences can be serious.
And it's not just medical devices either.
No.
What about like the automotive industry?
Oh, yeah. Cars are full of precision parts.
Right.
Imagine a burr on a gear tooth in the transmission.
Okay.
Or inside a fuel injector
that
can lead to increased wear and tear.
Yeah.
Reduced efficiency.
Right.
And even catastrophic failure.
Oh, wow.
In extreme cases.
So, like, a tiny burr could lead to your engine blowing up.
It could.
That's pretty serious.
It is.
Okay, but what about, like, less critical applications, like, you know, those everyday consumer products we're talking about?
Even there,
yeah.
Burrs can make a difference.
Okay.
Think about the aesthetics of a product.
Okay.
Like, if you have a phone case with a visible burr.
Yeah.
Or a laptop.
Yeah.
It just looks cheap and poorly made.
Right.
Even if it functions perfectly fine.
So it's like a quality control thing.
It is.
Like it just makes it look like they didn't care.
Exactly. And in a competitive market,
yeah,
that can hurt sales. Damage a brand's reputation.
So it all comes back to that attention to detail.
It does.
That we were talking about.
It all matters.
This has been really eye-opening. I mean, I'm starting to see how these tiny burrs can have these ripple effects that impact safety, performance, aesthetics.
You got it.
Even a company's bottom line.
Yep.
It seems like understanding and addressing the root causes of these things.
Absolutely.
Is really crucial.
It's essential.
Across a whole bunch of industries.
For sure.
So we've covered so much today.
We have.
From the tiny details of mold design.
Right.
To the critical role of human expertise.
It's all connected.
But before we wrap up,
yeah.
I wanted to touch on something you said earlier about the importance of having this like holistic understanding of the injection molding process.
Right.
Can you kind of elaborate on that a little bit?
Yeah. So a holistic understanding means you have to recognize that every aspect of the process is interconnected.
Okay.
It's not enough to just focus on one area in isolation.
Right.
You have to consider how each decision impacts the final product.
So give me an example.
Okay. So like the mold design,
mm-hmm.
the material selection, mm-hmm. the operator training.
Okay.
It all matters.
So like if you make one little change over here.
Right.
It could have unforeseen consequences somewhere else.
Exactly. It's a complex web.
Wow.
And that's where experience and expertise really come into play.
Right. Because you need someone who can kind of see the whole picture.
You do. You need a skilled engineer who can anticipate those potential problems.
Right.
And make adjustments. And find creative solutions.
So it's like a combination of art and science almost.
It is.
That's really cool.
It's a fascinating field.
Yeah, sounds like it.
It's challenging but rewarding.
Now, for those of us who aren't engineers,
right.
what are some takeaways from all of this that we can apply to our own lives?
Well, one of the biggest lessons, I think, is the importance of sweating the smallest stuff.
Okay.
We've seen how even tiny imperfection can have a huge impact.
Right.
And that's true in so many areas of life.
Yeah. I mean, if you think about it.
Yeah, whether you're writing a report.
Right.
Building a relationship.
Yeah.
Paying attention to detail.
It matters.
It matters.
Even in those seemingly minor tasks.
It can make all the difference.
No, it's like having that mindset of continuous improvement.
Exactly. Always looking for ways to do things better.
Even if they seem good enough already.
Right.
And it's amazing how much the injection molding industry has advanced.
It has. It's constantly evolving.
Yeah.
New technologies, new techniques.
It's inspiring to see how that can lead to such incredible advancements.
Yeah, it is. And it's a reminder that we can all strive for that.
And I think another big takeaway from this is the importance of teamwork and collaboration.
Absolutely.
I mean, it takes a whole team of people.
It does.
To create a truly burr-free product.
Right. From the engineers who design the molds.
Yeah.
To the operators who run the machines.
Yeah.
To the quality control specialists.
Right. It's a collective effort.
It is. And that principle of collaboration.
Yeah.
Extends far beyond the factory floor.
Absolutely.
Whether you're working on a project at work.
Right.
Raising a family.
Yeah.
Building a community. Right?
It takes people working together towards a common goal.
It does.
Well, I think we've reached the end of our deep dive into the world of burr-free injection molding.
It's been a journey.
It has. And I have to say, I've learned a lot.
Me too.
So to our listener out there, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for listening.
We encourage you to keep exploring, keep learning, and keep asking questions.
Keep diving deep.
Until next time.